Mrs. Eddy many times uses the phrase, strip all disguise from error. She says, quote, "The will of God, or power of spirit, is made manifest as truth, and through righteousness, not as or through matter, it strips matter of all claims, abilities or disabilities, pains or pleasures." Close quote. To strip yourself of every material vestige is to translate matter back into mind. You could not strip yourself of material evidences if they were not mental, if they were not coming to you as consciousness. You must strip yourselves of every limitation. You must challenge every thought and see whether it is divine or human. You eventually will have to give up all material beliefs. They are temporary, and at best tell what God is not, or they, in other words, point to that which is real. You suffer only because you are giving reality to the unreal. Progress, being the law of God, is very demanding and will force you to accept the ideas or spiritual verities that promote your growth. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Immortal mind, governing all, must be acknowledged as supreme in the physical realm, so-called, as well as in the spiritual." Close quote. The physical realm is a so-called realm. It is the spiritual realm misseen. Since there is no matter, then there is no physical realm. How necessary it is to rid ourselves of all material thinking. We are going to have it a good riddance to. We have to relinquish all false beliefs and refuse to identify ourselves in any way with material sense. We must take a very denunciatory attitude and be positive about it. Having taken these steps, the next step is to admit our sonship with God. We must evince in our every thought our oneness with mind. The abandonment of evil and the acceptance of good maintained consummates our success. Then we begin to see good the way it is defined in the glossary, with untold capabilities, infinite understanding, all presence and all action. You, as Christian Scientists, cannot have a lack or limitation. To finalize this subject, I shall quote from miscellaneous writings. Quote, "Self-renunciation of all that constitutes a so-called material man, and the acknowledgement and achievement of his spiritual identity as the child of God, is science that opens the very floodgates of heaven, whence good flows into every avenue of being, cleansing mortals of all uncleanness, destroying all suffering, and demonstrating the true image and likeness. There is no other way under heaven whereby we can be saved, and man be clothed with might, majesty, and immortality." Close quote. Swallow up. The temporary beliefs of mortal mind will, in due course, be swallowed up and destroyed through the understanding of divine mind and its allness. Demonstration is doing away with the human mind, that is, casting out all materiality and giving God a chance to show his face. Isaiah says, quote, "He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it." Close quote. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "When this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality," divine science, "then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." Close quote. Science and health is totally adequate to take the mortal from where he seems to be to where the world finds him, back to his spiritual original, unraveling the mortal lie all the way back to his spiritual original. The last lie in this unraveling is the first lie that began it all, namely, material conception. Material conception, material creation, is the basis of all error. So, to strip ourselves of all materiality is to unravel the web that we have wrapped around us, as Mrs. Eddy uses the phrase, quote, "disentangle the interlaced ambiguities," close quote. Then we will begin to see we are born of spirit. We are hid with Christ in God. Alone with being. Pure aloneness is oneness with mind as the only mind. This realization is demonstration. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "The Christian Scientist is alone with his own being and with the reality of things." Close quote. We are always alone with our own being. We are forever communing with mind. In miscellaneous writings, we read, quote, "The only logical conclusion is that all is mind and its manifestation, from the rolling of worlds in the most subtle ether to a potato patch." Close quote. It is always mind speaking to us in a language that we can understand. Quote, "Jesus said, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly." Close quote. The closet typifies the sanctuary of spirit, and in this sanctuary, matter has no presence. This is the sanctuary in which we all must dwell. Jacob was alone when he struggled with his fear and anxiety. He was blessed, and his good was multiplied. Make up your mind that you are going to stand as Jacob did until God blesses you and your nature is changed. You must hold on to the angel of God until the dawn breaks. Jacob was wise enough to do this, and you too must make that angel tell you his name. That name you know right now. It is, quote, "Mind is all in all," close quote. Mrs. Eddy writes, quote, "Then Jacob questioned his deliverer, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. But this appellation was withheld, For the messenger was not a corporeal being, but a nameless, incorporeal impartation of divine love to man, which, to use the word of the psalmist, restored his soul, gave him the spiritual sense of being, and rebuked his material sense. Close quote. You are alone with your own being and with the reality of things. This is the truth. Realizing this, you will never be lonesome or lack for health and harmony. Claims. A man once asked me why Christian Scientists have so many claims. They mention their own and their neighbors as well. To have a sense of a claim of any kind is to entertain a lie. If we do entertain a sense of claim, then we are openly declaring that we are separate from God. It would be impossible for God to know a claim. Then how could you? In miscellaneous writings, we read, quote, "Man is God's image and likeness. Whatever is possible to God is possible to man as God's reflection." Close quote. The converse would have to be true. Whatever is impossible to God is impossible to man as God's reflection. 1 John 1:6 says, quote, "If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." Close quote. We lie when we speak of our claims. We claim them as ours, and they are ours as long as we claim them, just as long as we, in belief, identify ourselves with them. Every claim is a hypnotic belief. It is animal magnetism. But there is no animal magnetism, and there is no claim. Why? Because we know divine love is omnipresent. God is all in all. No matter what the claim appears to be or how it may seem to act, handle only animal magnetism. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "The only incentive of a mistaken sense is malicious animal magnetism, the name of all evil, and this must be understood." Close quote. When you listen to God, you hear his voice telling you there is positively no mortal mind to fear. These claims of mortal mind need to remain until you are no longer afraid. They are here for you to learn that they cannot harm you. When you have learned this, their mission is accomplished, and they depart into the realm of nothingness.